This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر أو الله we ask you to allow us to be amongst those that witness ليلة القدر اللهم وفقنا لقيام ليلة القدر may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be amongst those who stand in it and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are forgiven in it Allahumma ameen your brothers and sisters of course just a quick reminder it's the 27th night and there's no doubt that of the 10 nights while we look for Laylatul Qadr in all of the 10 nights the most emphasized singular night even within the body of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sayings of the companions is the 27th night. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if it is Laylatul Qadr tonight, that it be accepted for us. And if it is before or after, that we catch it. Allahumma ameen. And of course, there's a large group of Muslims, by the way, that are considering tonight to be the 26th night. So don't be a person who tomorrow night treats it like it's just another night. And it might be that tomorrow night actually is in fact the 27th. So pursue these nights, dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, and keep on making your dua. I actually wanted to address something that I found very interesting, subhanAllah, from the amount of people that asked this question, and of course, the way that it all seems to be so perfectly in place. Today, we had an earthquake in the Northeast, between New York and, I believe, all the way to DC, and it was, you know, somewhat unprecedented, right? The first of its kind in how many decades? And subhanAllah, we also have, of course, this eclipse that's going to take place on Monday. And they're saying the first of its kind in how many decades? And there's this question that I was intrigued by. Sheikh, is this a sign of Laylatul Qadr? Does that mean that last night was Laylatul Qadr because New York shook in the morning? Does that mean that Laylatul Qadr is on the 29th night because the 29th day we're expecting an eclipse? And subhanAllah, there is actually something that deeply ties the concept of Laylatul Qadr to these phenomenons that are out of order for us. And that's what I want to speak about. So first and foremost, when the Prophet ﷺ describes to us the signs of Laylatul Qadr, the natural signs of Laylatul Qadr, it actually is the presence of peace, right? The layla, the night is safiya, sakina. It's a still, beautiful, peaceful night, right? If there's a rain, it's a light rain. The sky is not too cloudy. The moon, even though it's later in the month, is so pronounced and clear. So there's great clarity in the moon, as if the middle of the month, right? The sun rises without rays. So it's a very peaceful night that the Prophet ﷺ is actually describing when he talks about the night of Laylatul Qadr and then the morning after. But then what is this all about? And what lessons can we take from this? SubhanAllah, I have to say that as I was watching, and I don't know if any of you watched this, but it was really, to me, it was just a sight to see. As I was watching the UN session, in session, and the ambassadors, and then the tremble started, you could see how everyone's face suddenly changed. And it's amazing how quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you, even those who think that they have power, you have no power at all. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ Do you really feel secure from the one in the heavens to not shake the ground beneath you and split the ground beneath you and to swallow you from the ground beneath you? And you could see how everyone suddenly sheds their sense of security. They shed their sense of confidence when the earth starts to shake. It's actually really, subhanAllah, when you're reading even in the Qur'an and the Mus'haf, one surah over from Surah Al-Qadr, the next page is what? إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا Right? The earth shaking and spitting out its contents. Right before that, you looking up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and waiting for mercy to descend from the sky. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءَ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ Well, who gave you the sense of confidence, the sense of entitlement with your Lord? Now, how would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam respond to these types of events? This is actually really interesting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the believers to respond to these types of events with seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is to remind us of our vulnerability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't control anything at all. And the presence of rahmah, the presence of Allah's mercy, and we talked a little bit about this last night, brings stillness, brings peace, brings calm, brings barakah, brings blessing. And when you start to see that those things that you count on being still are not as stable as you thought they were, it's a reminder to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His forgiveness. Seeking His forgiveness removes you from the culpability that brings about punishment. Seeking His forgiveness causes Him to descend His blessings. Both of those things. So it actually does tie Laylatul Qadr and the idea of the descent of good and not assuming good from things that you've taken for granted, from the blessings that you've taken for granted, that you're not in control at all. And that seeking Allah's forgiveness and invoking His mercy is what brings about stillness and safety and what brings about salvation and tranquility and sustenance from the skies. That's one thing. And there's also something, subhanAllah, it's very profound in Surah Al-Ahqaf, when Hud alayhi salam is warning his people. And then his people are so confident that they see the clouds coming and they say what? هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. Oh look, another cloud is coming just to descend beautiful rain upon us. بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. Rather, this is what you hastened for yourselves. SubhanAllah, this is actually part of the arrogance of man. That you start to expect good, again, not husna dhan in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghurur, not good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you're doing something good. Delusion, because you demand good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you insist upon your evil ways. Oh look, another cloud is coming, it's probably just more rain. We can count on it being rain. Who are you to make these types of demands or to think that you can control what sustenance falls upon you? The default relationship with our Lord is that what comes to us from the skies and what grows out of the earth is barakah, is blessing and sustenance. But when you change, the equation flips. The same sky that rains upon you, its blessings, can rain upon you stones. The same earth that produces for you your fruits and your crops and your sustenance can shatter beneath you and can actually envelope you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. All of these things are true, and it goes back to one reality, your relationship with your Lord. And so Laylatul Qadr is a night of Allah's power, and a night where you're invoking Allah's power, and a night where you're invoking Allah's mercy, and a night where you are seeking forgiveness for your sins, which are a barrier between you and His mercy, and a means by which His power can destroy you, if you're not careful. The last thing that I'll say, and I actually don't mind saying this at this point. I really don't. You know, subhanAllah, I think it's important for us to be very open. One thing, when I saw the shaking there, I'm going to be very honest with you. I think about how many people from Gaza have made dua against this country. And I ask Allah to protect us. Because the reality is that if we, and how many oppressed people around the world make dua against this country? And if we are not challenging its evil from within, we are complicit. We are culpable. The only way that we remove ourselves from being included in that la'na, in the curses of the oppressed, from around the world, abroad and within, are by challenging that oppression ourselves. And that's an excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that even if the consequence of that dua were to strike us, then inshallah we would not bear the sin of what that dua was made for in the first place. And so it's just crazy how you can just see the most powerful people in the world, but if the earth starts to quake, watch how everyone becomes as vulnerable as an insect. It's stunning. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And the human being says, man says to the earth, what is wrong with it? What's happening here? Why is this happening? Why is this changing? Why is it shaking? Make it stop. Is there a button that you press? How do you make it stop? Dear brothers and sisters, when we're calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, we should fear the effect of our sins as well. and hope in His mercy in that process. And in these days where we're invoking Allah for His mercy, let's put all of our sins in front of Him, knowing that His mercy can overcome and forgive all of our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that forgiveness and for that mercy. Allahumma ameen. May Allah azza wa jalla allow us to realize Laylatul Qadr, allow us to realize the forgiveness of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of ease for the oppressed and a means of victory for them over the oppressors. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.